My name is Shelley Murphy, and I'm a reporter for the Boston Globe. I was born here in Dorchester, and I'm here to help you understand the Boston accent. Well, actually, here in my city, I don't have an accent. It's only when I go to other places. In Boston, it's the visitors who have the accent. Our mayor, Tom Menino, lives in Hyde Park, which is one of many neighborhoods of Boston. FDR also lived in Hyde Park, but the one in New York. When you talk to a native, you'll probably be asked if you're from here, even though most people who live here now weren't born here. We don't use the compass to give directions. I've never in my life told someone to go north or south or east or west on any street. We just say, bang a right at the store. I can tell you some other things, too, like that it's hard to find a cheap parking space when you go to Fenway Park to see the Sox, you know? They're not the Red Sox around here, just the Sox. We had those stockings first. You should go see the Sox. Maybe Nomar will hit a homer. Then go get a beer on Yawkey Way. But if you say 1918 to me, I'll get wicked mad. You have no idea. Our mayor is a Democrat, but our governor is a Republican. Harvard and MIT are across the river in Cambridge. You can try to park in Harvard Yard, like the saying goes, but that would be bizarre. The harbor is nice, too. Or you can drive down the Cape. That's Cape Cod. And you drive down to it because it's south of Boston. But if you go to Maine, that's down east. It has to do with the wind. When I say pastor, I mean the priest who runs a parish. But pasta is what you put tomato sauce on. Butter is what you put on corn. We have supper during the week, but dinner on Sunday. My father's sister is my aunt. Ants crawl on the ground. Maybe your aunt crawls on the ground, too. It's can't, not can't. A milkshake has no ice cream in it. That's a frap. You call it soda, but we call it tonic. You ought to try our chowder, but there are no tomatoes in it. Watch out for the traffic because of the big dig. It's bumper to bumper, especially if there's a fender bender on the artery or somebody from Alabama is stuck in a rotary. If you're here long enough, you don't need a last name. We'll call you Larry or Bobby or Yaz or Red or Natalie or Whitey. Feel free to ask us for directions. We might tell you that you can't get there from here, but at least now you'll understand us.